Well, hello and welcome. This is 90 Minute Life, episode 62. It is Monday, February 13th. As always, you're joined by me, Joshua Petrowski. I'm joined by my brother, Paul. Paul, what's up?
Fucking Monday. No, I'm just kidding. We don't usually, we haven't recorded on Mondays in a long time. So
it's been a minute.
Yeah, you guys have now all week to listen to it. So listen to it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a Monday.
Yeah. First off, because technically now we're in the internet world of, we said last episode that we would record last weekend. The service that we use was a little bit of an a-hole last weekend, and it took like emailing people and stuff to get it working again. So technical shite. And then also, and then I remembered that there was a cavalry event this weekend. So it's like, oh, wait, why don't we like, we'll just do it after that. Cause then that would guarantee like stuff to talk about. And then there is stuff to talk about because of said event.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a few things. What do you say we dive right in? Can I say one thing?
Well, okay, maybe we're thinking the same thing.
I was gonna say congratulations to Player of the Year from last year.
Oh, okay. Actually, I was gonna. I think we wouldn't do our due diligence as a podcast if we didn't at least acknowledge that, you know, a lot of people have died in Turkey because of an earthquake.
Yes.
So I think we wouldn't be very responsible if we didn't at least be like,
for sure,
if you're affected by it, if you have family that's there, like if you're here and you have family or friends or just loved ones, whatever, there, or just if you're there listening, like thoughts, prayers, all the meditations, all the things. And then to all the other stuff that we're missing, if debris from Chinese surveillance things are like falling in your backyard, and
yeah, that's a weird thing that find us in person and we'll talk about that. We'll keep it off the podcast. That's too weird. I don't understand what's going on.
But just
yeah,
to all the stuff, but just, you know, kind of a nasty earthquake happened, so yeah. to those affected, like
100%, yeah,
shit, like,
yeah, that was wild.
That really sucks.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, we lucked out. I mean, I can't speak for other parts of Canada, but at least here in Alberta, I mean, I don't know if in the past there's been an earthquake, but not in my 39 years that I know of.
And the
I don't know what I would do if the ground starts to move. So
it was 1990 something. Me and you were kids. There was that nasty tornado in Edmonton.
Yeah, well, that's a little different than an earthquake, but
I know. But as far as like natural disasters, I think that's the old. Oh, and I guess flooding. And
there was
Calgary,
the flooding here in Calgary.
We had flooding, I guess, but
yeah, tornadoes are pretty rare though. At least,
but we didn't
in major cities here, anyways. But
we haven't been rocked by anything that bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, our thoughts and
totally
go with you guys and stuff. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to the people that are trying to help with that and pick up the pieces, and hopefully some good news comes out of the bad news. So, yeah, we get to talk about
now. We get to talk about sports. Like,
well, I was gonna say we get to talk about soccer and
I personally have a glass of red wine that I have beside me. So yeah, I know, right? On a Monday, I'm having a glass of red wine. So
I'm having a cup of tea.
Tea. So yeah, you know, tea works. Throw some gin in there. Have a, you know,
no,
have a hot toddy,
unleaded tea. Is hot toddy is gin in your tea?
A traditional hot toddy is so you heat it up. It's tea with like honey, so like some kind of The easiest way to do it, you get some chamomile, and again, to it, there's a million recipes. People feel free to yell at us on Facebook if I have it wrong.
Okay.
Like chamomile, something really easy drinking. Hell, you know what? You could even go like English breakfast tea, whatever.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Chamomile, you throw about an ounce or so of gin and honey.
Huh. Okay.
And you've got yourself a hot toddy.
Oh. I always thought it was different.
So the reason why it's so you can also do a hot toddy with whiskey. You specifically do it with gin.
Maybe. Okay.
Or a lot of them are specifically gin because, again, I've been known to be wrong, and I'll address this later. Something to do with science, and because gin, like the primary thing in gin is juniper.
Oh, okay.
So you got like juniper, and then the hotness of the stuff, and then, so like, I mean, I don't know if I would throw Gordon's dry gin in there. Because they're like the Jose Cuervo of gin. Maybe you want to find yourself like a little bit more of a topper shelf kind of gin.
Oh, okay.
Makeshift sponsorship ideas. Eau Claire Distillery makes a great gin. And so does Confluence Distillery in Calgary. They make amazing gin. Use their gins. Ooh, Last Best.
Last Best.
The Afterglow gin is
amazing. This is booze talk on 90 Minute Life today.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're under 18, skip forward. If you're over 18, well, maybe you learn something.
Awesome. Well, his number is not 18. That's not a good segue. But congrats to Jose Escalante, Player of the Year from last year, as voted by the Foot Soldiers. So congratulations. It was that event, and there was a couple things attached to it that we were at on Saturday, which was a lot of fun. Got to see a lot of friends and made some new friends and got to see some players, and Tom Wheeldon Jr. is the hype man, and it was a good event. It was a lot of fun.
You know what? You know what would make what the dynamic duo of coaching would be, like by their powers combined?
Okay. Who?
Tommy Wheeldon, and it can be either Tommy Wheeldon's head coach, assistant coach, whatever. Tommy Wheeldon and Pamadou Ka.
Tommy Those Wheeldon guys, and Pamadou Ka.
Yeah. Someone's Hell yeah. head coach, someone's assistant coach, but man, could you imagine, like, it would be
one
Tony Robbins overload. I guess if you're over the age of 30, you know that joke.
Yeah. Yeah, one team with Tom Wheeldon Jr. and Pamadou Ka, both those men behind one team would be quite extraordinary.
I guess even if, let's say, knock on wood, when that day comes, because he's not going to be head coach forever. Maybe he leaves Tommy Wheeldon Jr. goes from like head coach to just, you know what, I'm just going to be general manager. Fucking bring Pamadou Ka in. Guys behind. Anyway, you said hype man, and then that made me think of.
Well, so Tom Wheeldon Jr., along with Jose Escalante, got the award, and he had some nice things to say. But then there was about a 5-10 minute thing with Tom Wheeldon Jr., and there were some questions. But I'll be damned, man. I got hyped up. I was like, man, let's go. Why can't it be?
I know.
Now?
I was like, season starts already. Like, son of a bitch, Tommy, you already. I said before that, you know what? I'm going to reserve some emotion. Nope. It's all invested again.
Yeah. It was always going to be this way that we were going to go.
Well, I mean, yeah.
We were never taken out, but now we're right there of like, our excitement level, at least my excitement level, it was really raised. I was really uplifted by the things that Tom Wheeldon Jr. had to say. And he's very good at knowing exactly what to say and then kind of makes you go, yeah, fuck yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, this is how cults are started, because the guy is really good at talking.
Well, yeah.
I'm not saying that I think Tommy Wilson is a cult leader, but I mean,
no. But he is very dynamic. But what I'll say is that I believed in what he was saying, and I understood what he was saying, and I was like, yeah, you know, I think, like, because, I mean, we can kind of segue from that into some signing news, but, like, he had some things to say about people coming into the club this year. And there's some really good, like, on paper, there's some really good names on there again. Like, good yeah. names with good stats, and, like,
well, I'm man, really excited. I'm, for some reason, like, I'm stupid, and, It's funny, like, we got to see one particular person. I didn't ask him if I am allowed to say his name, so I won't. But it's the obvious guy in the white cowboy hat. We can just leave it there.
Oh,
people that are there know who we're talking about. For people who aren't there, I can't say unless I have permission. Or I shouldn't say unless I have permission. And yeah, so sure. I'm not going to.
No.
And he was like, you guys don't have like a social media presence and you guys do a podcast? No, like not at all. And there was, oh yeah. So because of that, and this is proof, like what I'm about to say is this proof as to like, yeah, we don't do social media. So I just thought of just now, like, I'm wondering if it makes sense. Cause I recorded the Q&A session with Tommy. I moved around a bit because like I was trying to also watch and I didn't want to have like thought that out like I was obviously recording it but I didn't want the phone up to my face so oh, yeah. I would move it around a bit here and there and I tried to keep it still so but I'm wondering if I should maybe post that up on our page so for those who weren't there you could watch it you know apologies if I'm like shaking around or I do move a lot because
Yeah, you know,
I didn't want the phone up to my friggin' face, but I just thought of like, oh man, I wonder if I should put that up on our page. And it's funny because I did specifically ask Tommy because I half thought about it, but then forgot about it. And then now I thought about it again.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, so we do have permission to post that.
Yeah. Like Tom Wooden Jr., like you were talking to him afterwards and you were, I know you were asking, well, I'll let you can say what you said, but. Like you were kind of asking him of like, hey man, can we talk about this? And he was like, yeah.
Well, he's very smart. He doesn't say anything publicly that he's not allowed to say. So if he says it,
yeah. Like if maybe there's a chance that probably, like just by probability, most of our listeners were probably in that room that night too. So,
well, yeah, exactly.
So they all know already what he said because they were there too. But there'll be a few that might not have been. But yeah, he was cool with us talking about what was said. But do you want to? Part of what he said was talking about some signings. Do you want to talk about some signing stuff? There's some new ones.
Yeah. So I'll let's go with the. I'm excited for both of them, but. I've only watched a little bit of highlights on one, so I'll mention the one that I've been watching highlights on. And that's, Cavalry. We signed Caleb Montgomery.
Yeah, he's a center back, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
He's from British Columbia. Got him as a free agent. So he's played a lot in the MLS, but he's also been on loaned a lot. So he comes from... So I guess the MLS clubs that he's been on were FC Dallas.
Sweet.
Minnesota United. Graduated Sweet. From the like, so he spent time in the NCAA. Which for those who don't know NCAA, that's like Division I university level sports.
Oh, okay. Cuz I was wondering about that too.
Oh, the NC. So pretty much like, and the NCAA is like soccer, basketball, American style football.
Mm-hmm.
At this point,
I think everybody's heard the acronym before. Yeah, NCAA. Tons of stuff.
I don't remember what it means, but NCAA is it's collegiate level but it's like right under pro. So you pretty much, you go from there, you get drafted, boom, now you're pro.
Mm-hmm.
In whatever sport. So yeah, he spent time in NCAA and stuff. So
the MLS sides, were those like
FC Dallas, and
were they second? Were they the, was it their second team or first team?
No. So what I mean, so yeah, it looks like he spent time with FC Dallas, but got loaned out.
Okay.
So
cool.
And then he also spent some time with Minnesota United, getting loaned out again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he has been signed with MLS teams, but then he gets loaned out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But still, like, how old is he here, actually?
I mean, he looks like he's in his mid-20s. He looks pretty... I'll guess 24. That's my guess.
And I think he's also... like, he's tall, too. So, like, he fits the bill of what Tommy looks for. Oh, come on. I know I'm Canadian, and I... height, 1.9 meters. For sakes. Oh, here we go. He's 6... he's 6'3". So, shit.
Yeah.
Oh! Sorry, I have to mention this.
Okay.
And I feel kind of shitty for, I think I remember their name. So when we used to sit up in row 11 in section 108,
mm-hmm.
there was a couple that we would always see at the home games. And the last year that we sat there, we were always laughing about Lucas McNaughton.
Yeah.
Because every time Pacific would come to Spruce Meadows, like this, you could see it on TV as well, but just when you're every single time, you do not get a ball in the box because he just always heads it away. Because
he's so tall. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we started this. Huh. If people know Billy Madison, for some reason, we just, Lucas McNaughton was like O'Doyle rules.
Yeah. It's like, people were yelling that too. Like, it's like you stuck O'Doyle, like O'Doyle.
Yeah,
like,
we're like, really suck McNaughton. Like, yeah. But he's awesome. I like him, and he's on TFC. Anyway, I'm playing FIFA 23. I'm playing as it's funny. I'm managing Wrexham just because I think it'd be fun to bring him up.
Yeah,
I can't get anyone good because nobody wants to play for Wrexham. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna raid like MLS and other stuff. Maybe I get some people. Who do I find? Lucas McNaughton. He does in FIFA 23 what he does
like in real life.
In real life, yeah, he just fucking heads the ball. He
wins headers.
He's great. He just wins headers. That's leads awesome. My team in goals just because, like, every time I have a corner, boom, he heads it in. Like,
that's why. Yeah, that's awesome.
It's great. Anyway, like.
So maybe that's what this maybe that's what Caleb Montgomery is going to be. Maybe he'll be our man in the box. Corner comes in. He's right there because he's super tall.
Boom. Well, he's 6'3", man. Like 6'3".
Yeah.
And he looks pretty jacked too. Like, I don't know if I would want to like run into this guy. Like, he even just looking at his picture, like I'm on my computer right now and he just looks like
Big man.
Fuck you. Like that's so I'm actually kind of, I'm really excited because like we always, however they recruit players, it's like maybe there's a filter of, okay, let's find the tallest people and then go from there.
Yeah, no kidding.
So yeah, Caleb Montgomery. I'm excited to see him.
Mm-hmm. Same. Yeah, people had some good things to say about him too. Like there were some people that we were talking to on Saturday. A few of them had kind of knew him by name and talked very positively about him. So I'm excited to, in the hole that's left by Khalifa Yao, and it's a big hole.
It's a big effing hole.
So maybe it can be filled with Caleb Montgomery. I'm excited. We were kind of looking at, so the signing news has kind of, there's been a steady stream of it since the beginning of 2023 here. But there's been a, you know, bunch of midfielders, bunch of strikers. And we're like, man, what about some defense? Well, two in a row, boom, back to back. So, because there's another
defender you want to.
It's Udoka Chima. Hopefully, I pronounced name correctly. Let's see, 2 years. It looks like 2 years that they signed. He's an international defender, 6'3" again. So yeah. Two 6'3" people are coming in, which is awesome.
Well, you know what they're thinking, set pieces.
Well, and he's 21.
Nice.
So, yeah, and he's, you know, I haven't seen different highlights or anything, but he's, you know, he's the usual excited and blah blah blah. So that's good. He came out of Burnley FC's academy.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. And then he was playing in Scottish League One for Queen of the South FC. So that's cool. And he played for the Nigerian U19 national team.
Yeah, he's a Nigerian international, so that's cool.
So looking forward to seeing him and Kalen play on defense. So with adding two center backs, what would be left? We definitely need, we could probably get another, maybe another striker, maybe, but we've got a few.
We need another keeper.
I was gonna say we definitely need another keeper.
The bare minimum. We need at least one more.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, like the usual is you have three on your roster.
Yeah. Yeah, there was that one point we had three. We had obviously Marco Carducci, Julian Rudolph, and the third. Who is the
Tyson Farago?
Tyson, yeah. There was crossover where the three of them were on at the same time. Like named to the squad, obviously, and Carducci was starting, but even when we only had two, it was Carducci and Nico Giannstopoulos. So, yeah, we.
So yeah, need at least one. We need
a keeper.
Yep.
Need another keeper. Need a backup, just in case.
But I think we're good because.
But aside from that, though, I think the squad's looking really good.
It sounds like because. I said it last podcast. Tommy is great at recruitment. You look at Joel Waterman, boom, MLS. Mo Farsi, boom, MLS. Victor Latorre, England. Arab Mpebble, England. And then,
yeah.
That's. I think that if I've missed another one, oops. But
What about Oh no! Yeah, I think you might have missed one. I'm trying. My mind, of course, since we're kind of on the spot, my mind is just like drawing blanks. But we might be missing one or two. But otherwise, yeah, I agree with you. Like, yeah, he's very good at.
And then so like,
very good at putting together a very deep squad. Like last season was, you know, there were some injuries. But, I mean, the season overall maybe didn't end with Cavalry lifting any trophies, but they stayed competitive just like they always do. So the depth of his squad was proven last season, more than any other season. That was how good he was in the offseason of last season, of going, I need this person, I need this person, I need this person. And he was able to put together two squads because... And he had to have at least two squads in his head because he had to go to the other squad because some of these guys, there was a number of injuries last year, some big ones.
Well, I think also, too, like I like that we're going to, or we, I like that Cavalry is going through the Foothills. Foothills is pretty much like the Cavalry Academy, essentially. We got a couple draft picks. So
yeah.
I like that. I actually, I want to see... I want to see a few more times this year. Maybe a little bit more squad rotation in like he does do a lot of squad rotation, but
oh, I get what you mean.
I just want to see more of the. I've been kind of watching up a little bit on the draft picks that they have. I don't have their names pulled up at the moment, and maybe now that I'm mentioning it, I should bring it up. But I don't want to go too much off topic. But
yeah, I get you.
I wouldn't mind seeing more of that, and I think he's also recognized that too. Like he's smart. Like Tommy's. Oh. Smart. Now,
he's very good at going into a season. There's definitely like going into that season at the beginning of 2022, we're like, wow, look at the depth of this squad. And then it was so because there was a bunch of injuries this year too. I mean, knock on wood, you know, that was me knocking on my kitchen table, by the way, knock on wood. You know, injuries are, I mean, they're going to happen, but hopefully they're not major. And hopefully he gets to the people that we're looking forward to seeing, which is kind of everybody. Hopefully they all get a shot and none of them get taken out for an extended injury time. So I'm looking forward to it. I think I guess my point is that I think this year, just like last year, it's looking pretty deep. Like, it's looking like a very deep squad, which I'm excited about.
And then also, now Cavalry has some help with recruitment and the development of players.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, if that is not the perfect segue ever,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, well, segue it away.
Well, Oliver Minutel announced that. Announced as the head of recruitment and player development for Cavalry. That's
Maybe this awesome. Is the reason why. Maybe this is just a testament to how deep the squad is this year because he's been working with working together.
It's funny. I've spoke to him many times, and actually when he first came to the team in the inaugural year, I was at the Rose and Crown. And I must have spent like a half hour or so with talking to him. And it was funny because really the only thing that I really wanted to know about was like, you know what? You're an international player. How much friggin' paperwork does a guy like you have to do to play here? And then that was like a half hour or so later. I'm like, God damn. Like, it wasn't like, I didn't care about where he came from. I didn't care about, hey man, how many goals are you going to score? Blah, blah, blah. It was like, do you have to do a lot of paperwork? Would you like when you're from another country to come? You're like, fuck yeah, I do. But I've all the times that I've met him, he's awesome. All the conversations that I've had with him, I actually did not picture him in a front office role, to be honest. Especially, or at least at our club, maybe I would have thought maybe he goes back home to Brazil or like I would. I just thought maybe he.
He must
where his playing destination, and then he just kind of goes back to Brazil and
does whatever
in Brazil.
He must feel that he has a home here in Calgary, not just Cavalry FC, but Calgary the city, and which is like I'm very happy. It'd be nice to see him again.
Well, that's bullshit.
It's a neat role that I think sets up. Like, this is why I think, like, Tommy's also a very good businessman. Because as a business, Cavalry FC is, like, very successful. Like, look at all the different positions that he's kind of filling. Because he's general manager, too. And he's kind of filling these positions with people who know what they're doing. Like, people, like, players know how to. I think it's an interesting thing when players are involved in the organization itself. Because they've got a unique perspective having played for the team. Do you know what I mean? Like they play the sport. They can look for different things where someone like me who comes in, maybe I've got some schooling or something, which I don't, by the way. But I'm just saying that I come in to do one of these roles. My perspective is different. I'm not a soccer player. Hell, I don't even play any sports, really. I walk well, to the bus. Is that a sport? Like,
I didn't even know that he had. So he has an MBA in sports management.
Well, that's
I did not know that before reading this article, which everybody can read. It's on kenpl.ca. Go to the Cavalry page. And it's funny, just, I guess, like, all the conversations I've had with them, they've never been, like, super personal.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, like,
what's your 5-year plan beyond post-retirement?
Yeah, like, I never...
Yeah,
like I tried to not be like a super nerd with him, but I just had conversations, but it never got like, hey man, like, are you in school? Are you in school right now while you're playing? Like, I never asked that just because I figured, oh, you're a professional player and maybe you got some side hustle going, but shit, doing university while you were playing. Okay. And then NBA and sports management. Holy hell. I did not.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So yes. His side hustle now is going to be his main hustle, which is head of player development and recruitment.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Like, it's a cool position. I didn't know that position existed. So that's kind of neat.
Of course. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Every big team, or not even every big team, every team, like, you got to have your, like, yes, Tommy Wheeldon is the general manager and he oversees.
Oh, for sure, but
the overall thing. But it's just like
he can't be everywhere all at once. Like, he's only
exactly.
One guy.
So he goes to Ollie.
He's got these captains in various positions of like, hey, you're head of player development and recruitment, and
find me an X. Find me player X. This is what I need. Go find me him.
Yeah.
And then Ollie goes out and. Whatever, I forget the software that the Canadian Premier League uses, and then I'm sure Cavalry has their own internal scouting network. He finds Tommy, okay, I found a half a dozen players. Check these guys out. Which ones do you want me to, like, who do you want to talk to?
Yeah, and
that's
I think
how
it's
that works.
Really, I think it's really interesting that he's got a unique perspective in looking for that. So if he's, like, in the recruitment side of his job, having played the game and played for Cavalry, he's very uniquely positioned to kind of, he might find a player and on the outside, people might look at that and go, that fucking guy like that, he plays a different kind of soccer than Cavalry plays. That's an odd signing. But then a year later, dude's a phenom. You know what I mean? So it's, he can pick out these things.
Mo Farsi.
Yeah.
Mo Farsi was kind of.
So. I think it's very cool that, like, I'm fascinated by he's played the game and played for Cavalry, and now he's in a very cool position. I like it. I think it's cool.
And there's another former player, who's now in a position of front office stuff.
Yeah. Mason Trafford retired.
Yeah.
And I got his position. It says commercial director.
Yeah.
Which was kind of, we've talked to him last season or maybe the season before too, where if on some of the days where he was injured for a bit.
Yeah. It was when he was injured, I was talking to him a bit.
Yeah. But, and he was talking about things that are like market. I'm not saying marketing is in his job, but he was very marketing minded and trying to get things into, like, commercial director sounds like a very cool position. In the conversations that we had with them, I was like, oh yeah, 100%. I totally see him excelling in that role. I think he'll do good, but it'll be nice to see him kind of hopefully walk in the grounds once in a while.
Well, that's three former players who have, like, now join the club in office roles. Nick Ledgerwood is the assistant coach.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Then you got Oliver Minutel and Mason Trafford. So that's and then Tommy's brother, Jay Wheeldon, what is he at? Foothills.
Oh yeah. I'm blanking on it. Apologies to everybody who's yelling the name of the position. into their headphones.
No, I'm I'm pulling it up.
Are you gonna? Okay. All
right. Well, he's the So he's head coach of the Cavalry Foothills.
Yeah. Is there something else that he does there though?
But yeah, I thought there was also.
I mean, maybe he is, and if it's not listed, it's.
There's something else that he.
Yeah, I thought that too. Speaking of Foothills, to kind of bring up a point from earlier, would it ever make sense if it was ever made official that Foothills has an academy for Cavalry FC? Like they call it, like if there's a Cavalry FC academy and it's in the Foothills organization, would that ever make sense, or is that already?
That's essentially what they are right now.
Okay.
I think it's unofficially official.
Yeah. Okay.
Or officially unofficial.
Yeah, whichever version of those is.
Yeah, whichever those, however that goes. Yeah. You can pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was curious about that. No luck on finding out the other position?
I can't. Yeah.
Oh.
But I know he's. He's something.
Yeah. So he's a something.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Either way, it's kind of in the family, which is kind of sweet, actually.
Yeah.
I like that. But in talking about everybody coming into the club, whether on the pitch or behind the pitch, in terms of some of the players coming into the offices and stuff, what do you think of the season as it's looking as far as schedules were released? What do you think of the 2023 season that will be? Like, what do you think of the schedule first, I guess?
I like it, actually. You know what? It's what I wanted. More Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
I believe there's two that are during the week. And
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, I like it too. Home opener is on a.
Sorry, there's only one. There's one. Oh, okay. There's one Tuesday. I mean, this is regular season, not Canadian Championship, but regular season. There's one Tuesday game.
That's okay.
And actually, I'm looking at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And how the F does that work? I'm going to have to see what that is, but. How will they play on a Tuesday at 4:00?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, what is
some of these dates are subject to change too.
Well, is there a holiday is there a holiday on September 12th?
I mean there is a long weekend in September, but I don't think it's that early. Not that I'm aware of anyways. What particular day is that? I've got the schedule too, and I'm just trying to quickly like bullet point my way through it here. What month was that Tuesday? Oh no, here we. Yeah, it's a
September.
Home. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That's against Halifax.
It's an away game.
No, it's a home game. Home games are in red.
Yes.
You were looking at the wrong color.
No, I'm not. I'm looking at 2023 schedule. Tuesday, September the 12th.
That's an away game.
Oh, wait. Yeah, shit. There's a Wednesday.
Yeah.
At 6. Oh, that's Wednesday at 6:30. So there is two. My bad. Yeah. But a Tuesday at 4 o'clock. How the heck does that work?
Well, it's because... that's the time that it is in Mountain Time, converted from being like 3 hours ahead.
Oh, jeez. That's right. That's right. Oh, man.
It's okay.
I'm like looking at I thought that was a home game. Like, wait, what the hell? No, I guess it is National Police Women Day.
Oh, okay. Sweet. Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. The April 15th, it's an away game. Like, we start the season with two aways.
Yep.
First game being, I mean, could it be against any? It has to be against Forge. So it's
Force.
Against Forge. Yeah.
Of course it's against Forge.
Yeah. Which, of course, it has to be.
Yeah.
And then, oh, our last game is against Pacific. Our last home game is against York United. And then last game, well, we end the game on the road. We end the season on the road.
What are you looking at? We end the season. No. Yeah.
I did what you did. I was reversing the home and aways. Yeah, never mind. Everybody who's listening going like, man, these guys can't tell colors or what? Yeah, our last game is a home game against Pacific.
Yeah.
Our last away game is against York United.
And also the last home game is also the last game, regular season game, which is cool. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Saturday, April 15th against Forge, that's when they kick off the season. That weekend, actually, really quick, I'm going to quickly go to their website, to the Canadian Premier League website here, because then there's all teams play on the weekend. There's four games.
Yep.
And they have opening weekend. I just want to double check the other matchups. I think it's Pacific plays Vancouver, as far as I know. Yeah, opening weekend. Let's go opening weekend. Yeah, Pacific and Vancouver. That's also Saturday. And then you have Athletic Ottawa are hosting Halifax with York United host Valor. So that's the opening weekend. And then obviously Cavalry goes to Forge. So that's opening weekend. That's going to be a fun weekend. I'm looking for, obviously, Forge is always that's the match to watch for me, but. Obviously, as Cavalry fans, but I'm looking forward to seeing Pacific and Vancouver. I'm looking forward to that one. That'll be cool. That'll be a fun game. First chance to see Vancouver FC play. See what that team is like.
Well, we get our first time playing them. It will be an away game Sunday, May 7th.
Oh, in Vancouver, yeah.
So that should be.
Yeah, they're the wild card. Because obviously with them having not played a game yet, it could go any which way. Who knows? I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing how they play. But I mean, I think they'll be a competitive team. But, I mean, you never know. They could be very competitive. They could be first right out of the gate. Who knows? But. It's just, they're just, I don't know what to expect from Vancouver. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
So, did you get a chance to look at the Canadian Championship?
Bum, 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 bum. Yes.
Like, I have it open. But
oh, by all means, go.
Well, I'll skip to the second match because there's
the draw for the
preliminary round has all been decided with there's a couple in the quarterfinals already because of previous winners. But Cavalry play Pacific in match two of the preliminary round. And then the winner of that game between Pacific and Cavalry, TSS Rovers FC and Valor FC, of them two, plays Pacific or Cavalry, whoever wins. And they will go to the quarterfinals. So it'll be interesting to see like obviously Calgary to beat Pacific and go to the quarterfinals, and then it would be between TSS Rovers and Valor. So, and then I guess the other matchups are York United and Vancouver FC.
Yeah.
Now the winner of that will go to the quarterfinals, but they will their teammate in the quarterfinals has already been decided of the Vancouver Whitecaps for their quarterfinal berth. So the Vancouver Whitecaps, they'll play York United or Vancouver FC. And then you have Forge FC versus FC Laval, and then Halifax Wanderers and Athletic Ottawa. It's between those four teams, and they'll play against each other in the quarterfinals between who wins. With CF Montreal and Vaughan SC, I'm not sure what the S stands for. Soccer club, I guess.
Or sporting club.
Sporting club. They'll play the quarterfinal berth to Toronto FC. Like whoever wins between CF Montreal and Vaughan SC.
I'll say like Forge versus like Laval, like
yeah, it's Forge.
Come
FC.
On, like Forge is like I expect Forge. I was just looking when I was watching the draw, and when I saw that, I'm like, oh, come on, really?
Yeah, it's interesting.
I'm not to disrespect Laval, but
no. Forge are a tough team.
I guess you never know, especially in cup competition. Like it's full of this is where you see like giant killers and stuff like that. So
oh yeah,
maybe Laval pulls.
It'd be awesome.
A rabbit out of their hat and
yeah, it's interesting here with York United, Vancouver FC. So if Vancouver FC beats York United, goes to the quarterfinals, they'll play the Vancouver Whitecaps, which. Vancouver versus Vancouver, like that would be an interesting game. I'm kind of going for that, even though I'm, you know, I like York. I'd like to see them do well, but not at the cost of beating Calgary though. But yeah, Calgary Pacific. Like, I'm really not knowing how Pacific is going to be. On their game, though, they're becoming kind of another rival to Calgary FC. You know what I mean? Like Calgary and Forge. That's a rivalry made out of blood, sweat, and tears and stuff. But Pacific FC is kind of in there jabbing in the ribs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I'd say we have like three main. I think we have three main rivals. We've got Forge. Pacific, yeah. And then Ottawa.
Yeah, I mean, from last season, they won a bunch of games. So
yeah, exactly.
You know, Calgary. Maybe. Well, I mean, I want a little bit of retribution. Maybe they might feel differently. But the one interesting thing about the Canadian Championship is that it all starts April 18th. With the quarterfinals being played May 9th to May 11th, semifinals being played May 23rd to 25th.
Yep.
With the finals played, that's an interesting weekend. June 6th to June 8th. That's the final. Somewhere in between those 3 days.
Yeah.
So this will all be done by June or in June.
Yeah, that seems really...
That's cool. And I guess we talked about it last year when they announced new pathways. Winner of the Canadian Championship, it's another avenue now into the Scotiabank CONCACAF Champions League.
Yep.
So that's an extra prize on top of the prize. Little bit extra stuff there. So, because there's more pathways into CONCACAF for Canadian Premier League. There's winning the league, Canadian Championship. And there was a third one. I can't remember what that was. I guess I shouldn't say winning the league. I meant North Star Shield specifically. I don't know if just being first, like ending the season in first, I don't think that has a CONCACAF attachment.
That should.
Unless actually, it does. Maybe it does.
I think it.
Maybe it does.
I for some reason, like, just I didn't know we were going to talk about it, so like I'm blanking on it.
I know. It kind of. This is what happens. We end up talking about something and it kind of goes into something that we weren't expecting. And we're like, oh, yeah, oops. Champions League is you can get into CONCACAF Champions through the Canadian Championship. Maybe it's into CONCACAF first place in your league, ending the season in first, but maybe it doesn't get you to Champions. Maybe it just gets you to League. Do you know what I mean? Because there's two.
Yeah, levels. There's two, just like UEFA.
Yeah, so maybe it gets you just into like the league. League play.
I guess UEFA has three, but the Champions League and then the CONCACAF League.
For the next episode, whenever that episode is, whether it's next week or a couple weeks, we're gonna be careful not to put a date on things here. Just in case. No, what I'll do is between now and then, I will do my research and find out for the Canadian Premier League, what are the pathways and into what level of CONCACAF do you get? Because I thought that there was three.
Well, even Tommy said there was three.
That's what I mean. And I can only think of two. Like at the moment, I can only name two of them. So there must be ending the season in first, which is not the same thing as
winning the North Star Shield.
Taking the big prize of the North Star Shield. But North Star Shield might be Champions. Maybe first place of the league. Maybe that just gets you CONCACAF League. I don't know. CONCACAF is CONCACAF. It's just Champions is different than League. I don't know. I'm going to see. I'll do my research and I'll make a full report on it next podcast. Because now I'm intrigued about it. And now I want to read up on it. That'll be something fun, some fun homework to do.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, I think to end it off, I think we should talk about, so, for if you've watched our previous, or if watched, sorry, if anyone's listened to us up until now, or new and upcoming listeners, so to all the future people, and then to all the current people, and then to all the people that have like been there since the beginning, there's a certain thing we like to throw around, especially like a certain joke. We like to compare ourselves to Fast, or not compare ourselves to Fast and the Furious, but like a little inside joke, because Fast and the Furious, Tom and Tro, family.
Oh. There's a new trailer for that Fast and the Furious 10 movie, Fast and the Furious X.
God.
Dude. Like, 9 looked stupid, and I haven't seen it yet.
9's awesome.
But I'll be damned if 10 didn't get me, if this trailer for 10 didn't get me excited again. Like, Jason Momoa looks really good. And we could talk about that next time.
I never would have thought they'd make 10 of those. Don't get me wrong. I like it. They're fun.
Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely. Anyways, what were you going to say?
Well, we have like an ongoing theme where we like to talk like about community and stuff like that.
Yeah, 100%.
We try to share people's stories if we do learn any stories.
Mm-hmm.
And we did learn a story because when we were at the Ship and Anchor on Saturday, we sat with some lovely people.
Yeah.
And again, apologies to them. Shout outs to Neil and Danny. That's who we were sitting with. I mistook his I saw a blue shirt, white lettering, and I'm like, oh, there's that's a Brighton shirt. And then as I got closer, like, oh, it's a Portsmouth shirt. So
Shout out to Portsmouth. Yeah, but he was a cool guy. They were both very nice.
And just the story that he shared, I think, is something worth talking about. Because I know in our last episode, we had mentioned that one of the newly inducted, maybe that's a better word, newly introduced to the foot soldiers. She just recently picked her Premier League team, Liverpool. Just picked your Premier League team.
Yeah, Arsenal.
So I think it's really cool to find stories of how people got either, how did you choose the team that you cheer for? How did you get into watching footy? And I guess it's especially cool in Canada, because in Canada, like, yes, soccer is huge here, but, and yay, congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs for winning the Super Bowl. I don't care, but good for you guys.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the rating, like, I'm not going to go on rating, but I'm, you know, it's funny that regular season English Premier League still gets more ratings than the Super Bowl does. So they shouldn't really say that they're the biggest sporting event in the world when it's also on record that the FA Cup is older and better and more watched.
Anyways,
I think it's really, especially in Canada, like when people say, oh yeah, like I'm a huge footy fan. Oh shit. Like, it's really cool because, again, Canada, it's like, if you're not watching the NHL, maybe you're watching a different league of hockey, whether it's WHL, OHL, whatever. Yeah. Or, again, maybe you watch, because we, you know, North America, gridiron football. If you're in Canada, maybe it's CFL, NFL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, if you're sports, those are the big things. So, I just think it's really cool when people are like, oh, yeah, like, I'm a huge footy nut. Or maybe you like everything, and then they explain the reason why. Like, oh yeah, I also watch this because of that. Like,
yeah, for sure. Yeah, this particular gentleman, he had a really cool story. Do we have permission to talk about it?
Yes.
I forgot.
Oh, okay, yes, good. We do. So, the one part that I in the overall story, I'll just talk about what I thought was the highlight and what I thought the coolest part was. So we were talking about Portsmouth, and he actually had his Portsmouth shirt was signed by Joe Mason when Mason was part of Portsmouth.
Yeah.
So that's really cool to see a connection to the club.
Mm-hmm.
That goes back as far as when Joe Mason was part of Portsmouth. And then to continue that for a second, he mentioned something that's really true. Like, it's in all sports. You pick a player, and then if you like that player, you'll follow them.
Yeah, it's a very
throughout their career.
It's a very soccer thing where.
But then,
footy fans tend to kind of follow players even when they leave the home club that we cheer for. They still kind of pay attention to them and keep tabs on them and
like,
still
I'll
continue to talk to them. Really cool.
Like. Someone can, I'm sure, can. You're more than welcome to rival me, but I mean, I think more people will follow their favorite soccer player than, you know, like when Jerome Iginla left Calgary. You know, who cares?
Yeah.
Or not who cares? But I mean, like,
I get what you mean.
And it's in all sports. If your favorite player leaves your team, they go to another team. You'll follow them.
Yeah.
Depending upon how much of that player you liked, you're now a fan of that team,
yeah.
You know, or just you follow, you keep tabs on them. But
I think
especially
it happens, I think it happens more often in soccer that, you know, as I'll call ourselves the diehards, and we tend to kind of get attached to all the players. But we also know that it's a sport where players move on. Maybe you get a few years, maybe it can be 1 year, maybe you get 10 years, who knows? But when they inevitably go, if they go to another club, you know, you go, you still talk to them. You still like, you still want them to have a successful game, unless of course they're still in the same league. And then you're like, okay, well, only against every other team, not against my team.
yeah, exactly.
But I think it's a unique, I think it's more often in soccer that even when they leave, you still kind of keep tabs with the players and still talk to them. So yeah.
To Anthony Novak, you know, we got to meet you on, we got a photo taken with you on Saturday. You know, well, we'll give you the gears a little bit when you're at Spruce Meadows, but we'll end it with a handshake.
Yeah, exactly.
But so yeah, he was wearing a Portsmouth shirt, but then he was telling us like how like that's his team. Like he's got them tattooed on his leg.
Well, and his back, I guess, too.
Oh, yes. So, and the story that he has for that, I still don't know why, but I just really, really think it's cool. Yeah. So he had mentioned to us that he used to be in the Army.
Yeah.
And that they would play football and stuff. And then everybody that was playing would put the shirt on that either represented, they identified with the town they were from, the city they were from, wherever, or just the team that they identified with.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the shirt that they threw on.
Yeah.
And then to kind of like to show his identity, Portsmouth, mm-hmm. You know, he put on a Portsmouth shirt because that's where he was. Yeah. Was that where he was? The only one part that I don't remember what the story, if that's where he's from or the surrounding area. Yeah, one of the two. And apologies to Neil. It was loud in there. And I either heard that you were from there or at least around it. And that's why you chose it. But I thought that was really cool. Like it was a thing, like, you know, you're in the Army. I'm sure there's definitely like the Army's pretty intense.
Yeah, it can be intense, and your family and your friends, but you have a slice of home with playing some soccer and repping the
team. Wherever they are in the world, you know, when they're playing football, they throw on the shirt.
Yeah.
And then that kind of like, that almost brings them home a little bit. And I just really thought that was cool. And then the second part of that was, it's why I think it's football and heavy metal specific.
Yeah,
it is. If you're wearing a Slayer t-shirt and you go to somewhere in India, maybe you walk around and then on the street, all someone has to say is Slayer. And then you're like Slayer. And then you high five and then you become best friends.
Exactly. Same thing happens, I think, with footy. Yeah, I agree.
That's the same thing. You walk around and like,
you could have a Liverpool shirt on in India and someone over there is going to be like, Liverpool, where? You know, like, hell yeah.
Like, maybe you throw you throw a Calgary Flames jersey on. Maybe somewhere is just like, oh yeah, Calgary Flames, woo! Because they like to watch hockey. But
yeah. Well, I'm making, I'm currently sewing up some new heavy metal patches on my new patch vest. But the one patch that I took off, I cut a couple patches from my old vest. One of the first ones I sewed on, though, was my Canadian flag. There's a spot on the back, and I've got my Canadian flag patch. That, I'm a proud Canadian, and I'll rep Canada as well as my love of heavy metal on my vest. Oh, and I guess to anybody who goes to Calgary games, this vest will make an appearance. Cavalry game this year. It's going to be pretty sweet too. But yeah, I agree. You can heavy metal sports, but maybe specifically soccer.
Yeah,
you can be anywhere, and you know, you might not, you don't know each other's names, but you kind of look at the shirt, yell the band name or yell the team name, and it's like, I think we're friends. What's your name? Let's go have a beer. Like, you know.
But I also think it's really cool that, you know, he's supported Portsmouth, got Joe Mason to sign that shirt. There was no way in that moment that he would know that he'll make his way to Calgary.
Yeah.
And then Joe Mason is playing for Cavalry.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
They get to, like, And I just think that's really cool.
Also, shout out to any past, present, and future veterans and people serving in the military. And you know, we've got listeners in different parts of the world, probably. So, like, that isn't Canada specific. If you're in the military in whatever place you're living in, either you know someone or you're in it, or maybe you're thinking about it, you know, high five to you. Cheers to you. Thanks for doing that. But yeah, it was a cool story of his service. And then, you know, a little slice of home is playing some soccer and repping the team. That's really cool.
Yeah, that was, so that's our 90 Minute Life community spotlight. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I, you know, again, this is how we behind the scenes happens on the show. We should maybe try to make that like a regular thing, or at least a semi-regular thing. Like
if you, again, like we opened this up,
but yeah,
last season.
Might have even been before that, but
because I'm terrible at remembering this stuff.
But
just if you have a story of either like, not, it doesn't have to be cavalry specific, yeah. and it by more, it 100% can be cavalry specific, but just like if you just like to share, hell, if you just want to share a story, man, just
yeah, hey, contact us and tell us a cool sports story. Maybe it's, dudes, I don't really watch the Canadian Premier League, but I love like cricket.
I love the Portland Timbers or something of MLS. Yeah. Shit, or tell us why you like the Portland Timbers.
Yeah, or like you really like what's that weird Australian football? Rugby.
Maybe weird Australian football.
Well, I don't know what else it's called.
You just pissed off.
No,
like
no
an
disrespect.
Entire...
No disrespect meant. I just for some reason I associate it with Australia. My bad if it's not even Australian. But I just know that they really like it. That's all.
Aussie rules.
Yeah. So, anyways, but it doesn't have to be even soccer specific. Just if you have a team and if maybe you're a giant LeBron James fan, tell us why you're a giant LeBron James fan. You know, that'd be cool.
But the story is not welcome if it's because LeBron James makes a shit ton of money and I want to make a shit ton of money. Only if that story involves you making a shit ton of money, then you can, then by all means, but.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. But we open that up to anybody. If you just want to tell us what your favorite team is, who do you cheer for in the Canadian Premier League? If you cheer for it, which you probably do, if you're listening to this podcast, tell us, contact us for whatever you want. You can contact us and let us know that, you know, you think that we're long-winded and we sidetrack too often. It's like, yeah, tell us that too, because you're right, we do. But 90minutelife@outlook.com, everything is spelled out. ninetyminutelife@outlook.com. That's our email address. And then we'll get better at doing our, hopefully, maybe we'll improve our Facebook presence. Maybe we'll even get an Instagram.
You know what?
Who knows?
I at this point, it's a hopefully, maybe we do better. But on, actually, no. We're just shitty at updating it. But we do get notifications if people send us a message. So
we do get notifications and messages.
Send
and
us a message, guys.
Yeah. And we do read them. But
yeah.
But yeah, otherwise, yeah, that's a good story to end off this episode with, I think. That's a very positive note to end on. I like it. Very cool. Where do people find our podcast?
You know what? Here's what I'm cheating today. 62 episodes in. You guys do your homework. Maybe you fast forward. I'm just kidding. But you know what? We're on all the major ones.
Yeah, we're on like the Apple, Google, Spotify.
Yeah, Apple, Google, Spotify, but I guess.
And then there's some smaller ones, which those are the ones that I forget, like
Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public,
Overcast.
Overcast, yeah. That's right. So we ended up saying it all anyway.
Yeah. But... and then I did mention the email, but 90minutelife@outlook.com.
And then
hit us up.
If there's, I don't know if I'm going to be making it to the next Kildare's event, but if you do see us at one of these events, or you're just at, you know, when the season kicks off, we sit in section 108.
Front row.
In the very, very front.
Yeah. Come say hi.
I'm the only asshole there that has long hair.
Well, oh, okay. I guess you're the only guy there with long hair. There's a couple, but
you know, I'm not gonna hide who I am. I'm just kidding.
No, but I mean, there are other people there with long hair. It's a little more uncommon.
Okay, I guess. Okay, I mean,
but yeah, we're
if you see a guy with long hair and like Macho Man Randy Savage rainbow colored sunglasses.
Oh, there we go. Yeah,
that's me.
Yeah, because those glasses are specific to you.
Yep,
I have glasses that like I buy glasses. So.
If somebody else is wearing those, then holy shit! I mean,
and
they have long hair. I mean, at this point, I don't know what to say anymore. Section 108, row 1. That's where we are.
Yeah, maybe you come say hi.
Maybe we get lost and you return us to 108.
Yeah. Shout out to that guy.
I will always make a reference to that guy.
He's a nice guy. And that's a cool shirt.
Because that is the best. That, you know what? I'm sorry. That dethrones Floodlight.
Yeah. I mean, both are pretty good.
Both are really good. But
both are equally awesome. But that is a very unique, specific thing, though, which is great. But.
It's because we sit in 108 and then, you know. That's our home.
Yeah. But yeah. So all those things. Come say hi. Leave us messages. But more importantly, thanks for listening. And we'll see you next episode. We'll talk soon.
Next episode. All right. We'll see you.
All right. Okay, bye.
Bye.